This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. A $21 billion budget plan is on its way to Governor Pat McCrory's desk. He says he'll sign it because it gives North Carolina teachers their first major pay raise since 2008 and doesn't affect Medicaid eligibility. Lawmakers went into this short session intent on overhauling the budget, but they haven't resolved all their issues. Here to talk with us is WUNT's Capitol reporter Jorge Valencia. Good morning, Jorge.
Morning, Eric.
So the Senate wrapped up Friday and the House on Saturday. Does that mean lawmakers are done for the year?
No. We thought they were going to be done. They thought they were going to be done, but they are not done. They have two of the biggest issues that they said they're going to handle at the beginning of the year that they still have pending, an overhaul of the Medicaid system and a plan to clean up 33 coal ash ponds in North Carolina. So we're talking things that involved a lot of money and millions of tons of coal ash. So they have a little bit of work cut out for them.
Originally, they thought they'd be done in June. Why has it been so contentious?
Well, there's a variety of reasons, but one of the sort of ideological differences that you can draw out is that, you know, you got leadership in two chambers that is Republican. But the Senate, because it's a smaller chamber, they have fewer members, it tends to be a little bit more rural and a little bit more conservative. The House of Representatives, because it's you know, it has more people, it tends to focus more on population centers, tends to be a little bit more suburban, a little bit more urban, and a little bit less conservative. So, for instance, in the Senate, you know, you've got the leadership there of Senate Leader Phil Berger. He's from Eden, North Carolina. The Rules Committee Chair, who's sort of his second in command, he's from Hendersonville, North Carolina. Both not very big towns. And then in the House of Representatives, you have Speaker Tom Tillis, who's from Charlotte. So those are some of the ideological differences that you can draw out in between the two chambers.
On the issue of coal ash, what is the disagreement there between how to clean it up?
They both tend to agree on a general timeline that they want to do it on. They want to do it on a 15-year period. They want to divide these 33 ponds in three different categories depending on whatever winds up being determined is the most urgent and needs to have the most dramatic action taken. The biggest difference right now is that they both agree that Medicaid is something that they need to come back on in November, right? What they can't agree on is when they're going to handle coal ash. The Senate says that they want to come back after the November elections to pick up that plan and figure out what they're going to do. The House of Representatives says that they want to do it this month in August. What's the difference between those two schedules? You know, they didn't really say publicly, but I mean, here's the fact. You know, they both said at the beginning of the session that coal ash was a big priority for them. Here's another fact. Speaker Tom Tillis is running for the U.S. Senate. And here's another fact. For his November election, his opponent or his opponent's friends could very easily take out ads that have pictures of gray sludge in the Dan River, that have pictures of Tom Tillis looking like he's angry and big red letters saying Tom Tillis said he was going to do something about this, but he didn't. So one could presume that the speaker has an interest in handling this sooner than later.
And before gaveling out on Saturday morning, the House said that there were some other issues they wanted to look at this year. Just briefly, can you tell us about those?
Well, they added a few things to the list. Like I said, the Senate said they wanted Medicaid and coal ash. The House of Representatives said, okay, Medicaid, coal ash. While we're at it, how about environmental regulations, taxes, economic development, hey, even autism health coverage? So they have quite a bit of things left going on for them. And like I said, we thought they were over, they thought they were done, but it's not.
WUNT's Capitol reporter Jorge Valencia. Thanks, Jorge.
Thanks a lot, Eric.